Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Zayin, which is dealing with the Malach of Tochen. We're holding it Siman Beis. So the Chayodim introduced the leniency, the Kula, that the Ramah brings from the Rashba, that the same way there's a Heter of Samach Lasuda in the Malach of Berer, similarly there's a Heter of Samach Lasuda in the Malach of Tochen. So the person wants to cut up vegetables into small pieces, person should do so samach l'suda. And the rules of samach l'suda would be the same as we had by Barber. We come welcome. Yizor shlo yachtoch dak dak ma'od el b'chatichos g'dolus k'sas. The remark continues and says, since this is the Chiddush of the Rashba, it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere such a heter, and all the Rishonim do not say it, even though they do not say explicitly, not like that, but they do not mention such a heter, it's not such a good idea to rely on it solely. And who would recommend is to cut the pieces larger than one would normally do so when a person is cutting up this type of a salad, thereby indicating that it's not going to be an act of toichen, because true toichen is, again, either you take a grain and you cut it and chop it down into flour, it becomes a totally different entity. It has abilities and power that it can do now, which it could not do when it's in the state of a grain. Or, alternatively, we're being mechadish that if you take a vegetable and you cut it very, very small, it's also considered toichen, it's a tola of the av. But if it's not so small, so then it's not toichen. So we're going to find this middle ground that samach l'suda, we're going to allow the person to cut it fine, but not too fine. It shouldn't be very fine. So a person cuts up an Israeli salad and tends to cut the pieces very small, so a person will not cut that small. That's the middle ground that the Ramah recommends to do, and the Chayyadim is following the Ramah in that regard. Therefore, a person who is chopping up the onions or the radishes very fine and not immediately adjacent to the meal, but 1 or 2 hours before the meal, is that's a strong argument that a person would be urban and the rice at that point in time. And the psalim are going to be usher. The person does malach on Shabbos. He's not allowed to benefit from the malach that he did on Shabbos. The person did an act of teichen, so he's not allowed to benefit from the act of teichen that he did. So this is the concept known as Maisa Shabbos. Now, if the person did it, but he didn't do it b'meizid, which means he did not do it for the purpose of being mechallel Shabbos. He did it b'shogeg. He didn't think about the fact that that's something you're not allowed to do. So that's along the lines of what's called Armin Mutter, it's the status of a shogeg. Shogeg could be the person forgot that it's Shabbos, or forgot that the malacha is usur, or the person was not aware that this is considered a malacha. That would be forms of shogeg. So what is the halachic status of a person who's mechallel Shabbos b'shogeg in regards to benefiting from the malacha is going to be mechalikus. The Shulchan Aruch says that we pass on like the Malachim and the Gemara that it's usur for a person to benefit from that on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, it's mutter. It's mutter immediately after Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's not permitted. There is an opinion which says by shogeg, it's permitted on Shabbos as well. We're more makel, and we say that Maaseh Shabbos, a person was mechal Shabbos by shogeg, he is allowed to benefit from the action that he did. There's the sheet of the Gra, which Mishnah Berurah quotes in the beginning of Siman Shem Yud Ches. Mishnah Berurah says that a person can be samech on the Gra b'shas al kak, if there's a necessity. A person can be samech on the Gra, that in a case a person is a mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, a person is allowed to use it on Shabbos itself. So this psak that the Chayyadim is saying over here, that it's Usur on Shabbos, definitively it's Usur on Shabbos. The Maaseh Shabbos is Usur on Shabbos, even the Shogeg, he's following the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that how we paskin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Gemara. The Remeir is more Mekel, and the Rugro paskin like Remeir. So there is Makom to be more Mekel. The point of the Chayyadim is, however, is that this is considered a malacha d'oraisa, and therefore the rules of Maaser Shabbos would apply to it, which the Shulchan Aruch says that it's also to benefit from on Shabbos. There are points of burr which are involved over here, removing the outer skin of the onion, etc. So with samach lasuda, peeling the onion is going to be mutter. If it is an hour or two beforehand, that's going to be problematic. We said even in the case where a person is doing it closer in, but if they get involved in other activities in between, I mean, they want to prepare for, set up the meal, this way they can then go out to greet their husband, go out to the park, go to shul. So that's not samach lasuda. The heter samach lasuda assumes that a person is going from there directly into the meal. Have a good day.